Welcome back to the Beauty Boss Millionaire. I'm your host, Felicia Fricassi. And the objective of this episode is really to talk about more tips on helping to keep your business organized and how meetings are a form of organization and how you really need to have them.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The way that you can organize your business once you start to grow is you can have meetings with your staff, with yourself, with your team, with your mentor. There needs to be a break and a time where you can just organize the business. I actually do this with my business weekly and monthly. I really just take a moment out to speak to all my managers at all the locations about what's working, what's not working. Because when you have meetings, it's not just for you to start spewing out information about what you want to fix and you know, what's wrong and what they're doing wrong. Please do not use that approach or else you're going to lose your team. As much as you want to just go right in there, you sometimes need to hear the frustrations from your team. You have to go in like a wise mother. And I joke around and say this because sometimes I see the young mothers where they just slap the kids upside the head and the kids crying instead of actually finding out what's wrong with the child. Are you hungry? Are you tired? Are you thirsty? Does your feet hurt? What's going on? Are those shoes too small? I'm being silly, but honestly, as an owner of a business, you have to go in with a wise spirit, with a listening ear, and go in with compassion and empathy. Because even though you may see it all as it needs to be done, because that's how I am. I just want to get the job done. Let's get it done and let's move on. But there's sometimes complaints that are coming from your team that you're going to need to listen to. And those meetings are like the best thing ever because it makes them feel heard. Because sometimes there's things going on behind the scenes that you don't know about. Like, for example, we have two problematic customers that come into the store and they like to complain. Now, where I'm at is like really bougie here. And a lot of times we're usually good with dealing with bougie clients because that's what we attract, which is fine. But then we have these two ladies who like to abuse the staff members. And it was frustrating, not only one of the team members, but three of them. And they all worked different shifts and they all noticed it was the same exact problem. One lady was coming in, harassing them, saying, you know, do you like your job? And all these different weird things. And you must not like your job. Like just kind of degrading them. And then the other one, she was picking on her accent, which was completely unnecessary. And then we had another lady who was just trying to nickel and dime the worker and trying to get her, oh, come on, just work a deal out for me. I come all the time, blah, blah, blah. And this person turned into a problematic client. And from me having this meeting, I was able to realize that we needed to eliminate them from the business. And it's not often that I do this. I am one of those people where I try to work with everyone. But let me tell you something. Even Jesus himself kicked out the devil from heaven, as we know in the parables. Because as much as you want to be nice, there are some people that don't need to be in your company. And that means customers too. I know the customer is always right and I get it. But I sometimes tell the people that are being problematic, I just don't know if we're going to be able to service you because I don't know if we can really make you happy and you might want to look somewhere else. And I say it in the best way possible because sometimes it's just not worth the frustration. It's not worth it. The money might be good, but it's not worth the stress that comes with it. I'm not saying you should be doing this with every client. No, I'm not saying that. That goes to show something might be wrong with you and how you're handling things. But there's some clients where they just drain you. They drain the operation. They drain the store. They're very manipulative, and chances are they're not just like this with you. They're like this in every single thing that they do in their life. They're like this everywhere they go, every doctor's appointment, every dentist appointment, every place of business they go in, every DMV. They're going in there with the same exact problematic spirit. So sometimes you just have to say, I just don't want, you know, I don't think it's best that we service you anymore because I just don't think we can make you happy. But, you know, best of luck. You know, in the nicest way possible. I'm not saying to be nasty about it, but it's really important that you have these meetings to figure out what's really going on with your operation. Having a meeting allows the employee and the employer come to a common ground and to create new possibilities based off of what's happening around them. I really suggest that you put on your calendar that you have, if it's not a weekly meeting, it's got to be at least a monthly meeting. You have to at least have meetings. Every big corporation, every big company, even if you're saying, well, look, I don't really have time to do a in-person meeting. You've got always Zoom and Skype. You also have emails. You can just simply say, let's do a email meeting where you talk about what's going on. I really don't like those that much because it's one-sided, because they don't get to say how they feel, because you have to let people feel empowered. Don't run this like a dictatorship. That's not how you want to run your business. You want to let everybody's voice feel heard, because you got to think of it. They're putting their time and effort into the operation as well. So you need to let them speak and feel what they need to say. Now, obviously, if they're always being negative Nancy, you might want to look for someone else. But most of the time, people are positive and they're willing to understand and they'll figure out ways to help out. But you will occasionally have these negative Nancys that try to just drain you and say they'll find things wrong with everything that you're doing. You know, that I'm not going to say that's not going to happen, but I'm just trying to make sure you're aware of the importance of these meetings. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Do you have unwanted facial hair or underarm hair? Don't wax, don't tweeze. Stop in for Kasi Lashes and ask for laser hair removal. 6 sessions for only $200 for the lip or chin. Bikini and underarm only $300. For Kasi Lashes in the Grace Mall, 225 Lash. All technicians are laser certified and overseen by Dr. Gary's.
Welcome back to the Beauty Boss Millionaire Podcast.
Another thing that I really think is helpful is get yourself an accountant to get your business organized. I can't stress this enough. Even if you're saying right now, I don't have enough money for an accountant, I want you to look high and low. I want you to post on Facebook, go on these websites where there is a affordable accountant that may only charge you $100 a month, maybe not even that, maybe $50 a month. Now, I pay a lot more for my accountant just because I've got to a level where I have multiple operations and I got a nonprofit running. I've got a construction company. I got Airbnbs. So my accountant, I pay a lot more for, but she saves me money because she's able to tell me what I need to do to save money. So it sounds weird. And a lot of people with this mentality of being cheap, they'll never invest in an accountant. And I need to tell you today, please stop. Get yourself an accountant. Even if you have QuickBooks, that's great. You need someone that knows the laws, one, two, understands the money flow and how to file your taxes. Because when you start making money, trust me, you don't want to end up in jail over something that could be avoided. It's why I see a lot of celebrities, because they're famous, but yet they don't have the mentality of a CEO. They're famous, but they don't know how to manage their money. They're famous, but they're still doing tax evasion. They're famous, but they're still not knowing how to file things on time, and they don't know how to invest in their business because their whole thing, they just want to sing a song and be famous. They didn't know all these things would happen. And I have compassion and empathy on people that get caught up in this stuff, because I see it happen all the time. Because if you don't have someone in your corner that's counting your money and that's making sure that you're doing things properly, things can go really bad. It happens a lot, because one thing I'll tell you, the IRS and the government does not play around about their money getting their cut of what you make. It's just how it is. You got to pay to play, and they will keep you organized. Your accountant will keep you organized. So please get one.
That's it for today at Beauty Boss Millionaire.